Joining us right now is Aaron Nirbon. He is the founder of Troops Direct, and it's a direct response military supply organization, and they're helping the Texas National Guard while they're helping everyone else. Somebody's got to help them. Aaron, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your organization is interesting because I don't think we ever think about shipping things to the National Guard. I think we think that, well, doesn't the government take care of that? What is your role? What is your organization's role?
Well, Troops Direct, as a general organization, supplies our military around the globe, including the National Guard, with any critically needed items that they can't get through their supply chain. So whether you're a military unit in Iraq or Afghanistan and need something, or you're a National Guard unit in Texas and need something, medical, operational, communications, canine, whatever it is, you contact Troops Direct when all else fails, and we will supply it to you and your unit at no cost.
So what kind of supplies are you supplying the National Guard in Texas, which, by the way, I think Governor Greg Abbott has now brought up all of Texas's National Guard. It's full deployment now for the National Guard in Texas. So we're talking about over 14,000 members of the Texas National Guard. What do you need to supply them with?
Well, we started actually talking to a major with the National Guard last week who proactively contacted Troops Direct and said, we know we're going to have deficiencies. We are not prepared for the severity of this event. And it was even last week that we were mobilizing and in the last 24 hours have delivered about 1 million bottles of Gatorade, 200,000 survival blankets. We're working on 800 cots right now, 10,000 Clif Bars. We just overnight delivered printers to the National Guard's communication centers there in the affected area so that they can print out maps and everything, things that they didn't have. They're relying on Troops Direct to get for them.
Wow.
So do you buy the products directly, or do people donate some of these products and then you move them?
It depends on the item. Gatorade, as an example, we have a great working relationship with Gatorade. There's a company out of Virginia there owned by a retired Navy SEAL, Strike Force Energy. Anything we're needing there, they're just donating to us. But the printers, and this is a shame, but the National Guard actually picked up the phone and called one of the major office supply chains, I don't know who it was, and they would not accept their credit card over the phone, believe it or not. So they turned to us, and we acquired it for them, which is just a shame. It was our funds that are purchasing a lot of these items, and were funded by the generosity of Americans around the nation.
So, Aaron, you're interfacing directly with the National Guard on all of these needs, like with their leadership?
And that is correct. We are talking directly to the National Guard. And we have established delivery points with them, so nothing's kind of just going into some odd warehouse. It's going directly to the end user at a specified location. We have been on the phone with UPS, as well as YRC Freight, one of the nation's largest trucking companies.
Right.
They are working with us directly to get stuff right down to the actual hands of the user.
And real quickly, how can people connect with you and support Troops Direct?
We need Americans to support us so that we can support the Guard at troopsdirect.org. It's a tax-deductible donation. And the Guard's going to be there for months. This is not a one-week-and-out thing. And we're going to need to give them everything we can, not just this week, but in October, November, December, and on. But we are a through-and-through nonprofit. We have supplied units for now over 7 years around the globe. We're a well-known entity, and there's the reason that the Guard came to us by name proactively so that we could be there to prepare to help them. And I've been up now for literally almost 36 hours.
Right on.
As the director, making things happen for these guardsmen who are, I hate to say it, but they're recovering bodies.
Yes, they are.
Saving lives and reestablishing infrastructure. We need to support them as they help Texas.
All right, Aaron, good work. We'll have to leave it there, sir. We really appreciate it. Troopsdirect.org is the website. Aaron Nirbon, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.